That was My Way by Frank Sinatra. It's me, Big Rob. Thank you to Sam Perryman for requesting that yesterday. I think it was a nice way to kind of round off before our closing. Of course, we're going to be playing a little bit more after we get done with this closing, but I'm sitting here with John Easter. Who's that? I don't know. Landon Nelson and Jeremiah Paranoid.
Paranoid.
Jeremiah.
Paranoid. Yeah. I'm not paranoid. You're paranoid.
It's late. I'm stuttering. My tongue isn't working, you know.
Copy that.
Roger, Roger.
It's been a
Roger Dodger.
Oh, I was going for the, you know, May the 4th, whatever.
May the 4th be
with you. That was yesterday.
Oh yeah, today is now the 5th.
Today it's Cinco de Mayo.
Woohoo!
That's right. So,
oh, I thought it was Revenge of the Fifth.
No, it's Cinco de Mayo.
It's still Revenge of the Fifth to me.
It is the date that Americans think is Mexican Independence Day.
Yep.
It's more of an American deal than it is in Mexico.
Honestly, so, yeah.
It's an excuse to go to restaurants and
eat,
you know,
more.
Eat and do other things that you do at restaurants that we can't talk about on high school radio stations.
So. I don't think I could.
Yeah, like starting food fights. Oh, sorry.
We're
not
think.
Supposed to talk about the grabbing of the
mashed potatoes
and the nachos and the salsa and throwing them at your grandma who's innocently sitting at the end of the table.
I've been to many Mexican restaurants. I've never seen mashed potatoes on the menu.
I don't know. Rob added mashed potatoes
are just a common food fight thing. They're nice and goopy.
That is true.
They just appear out of nowhere.
Yes. I will give you that.
Mashed potatoes are a magical thing.
Someone will grab the microwavable mashed potatoes and bring it to a food fight already pre-made just to launch it at someone.
It's your microwavable mashed potatoes. I'm going to throw at you.
What a great
finish so far.
Mashed potatoes aren't a Cinco de Mayo thing.
What a great ending to the WBG 58 marathon.
I think it's fitting.
Talking about food fight.
Yeah. I think it's fitting. This has been quite an experience these last 87 days.
It's been wacky.
We've been here.
Yeah.
87 days. It's been fun, though. I got to say, I don't feel this one like I usually do. I mean, other than being a little cranky, which, you know, is my normal demeanor. But other than being, like, you know, a little cranky, I feel pretty good.
Of course, though.
No, exactly.
It might be the ridiculous amount of Starbucks coffee that we have brought in and that I have ingested over the past four hours.
Main consumer.
Honestly, yeah, I had an entire thing of that all to myself. It is still not finished.
I would
mind
say
you.
If I added up the amount of pizza that I've eaten the last 2 days, I will probably not have pizza for about 3 months. Okay, I'll probably have pizza tomorrow, but still,
we've had 13 pies delivered.
Is that what you're counting?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pizza.
Yeah. And I'm taking two of the breakfast pizzas home.
And
so.
I'm going to say most of it is gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, most of it was not wasted. We devoured that. I think there was, like yesterday, there was all, well, I guess it was 2 days ago now. There was all sorts of food in here that people went out and got and brought back. I mean, at one point we had like Taco Bell and we had all these different types of food. It's like, hey, you guys realize pizza's coming, right?
And then the pizza's still gone.
And then
pizza's still gone now.
Yep, it's but we took care of it.
This is what you get with high schoolers.
I ate at reasonable times both days.
Yeah, you did. Yep. So that was good. Thanks to Mr. Peters, by the way, for helping us out with food today. Mm-hmm. By the way, I know we've already done this earlier. Congratulations to the Purple Heirs for finishing third in the state. So congratulations
we said it yesterday,
to the choir.
So we figured we'd say it today, too.
Yep. So congratulations to them. But this is also our final opportunity to say goodbye. And, you know, it's already 12:06. So
yeah,
we've already blown that.
Yeah. So
did
oh,
we
wow.
say it was WBDGFM
oh,
HD1 Indianapolis?
No.
Not yet.
But we
no.
just did
we
that.
Did now.
So we
now
checked
we
that off. Ding.
All right. Ding. So we have a couple songs. Three more songs, right?
No, we're done.
Two more. Oh, no, that we...
We no, we're done.
I know
we're
done.
We're done. It's past midnight. Yeah. We're done.
All right.
Marathon's over.
Yeah.
Yep. So
we have
marathon's
like...
over. So this is our final goodbyes. So
mm-hmm.
we
bye
were
bye.
Saying No. Do you have anything you want to say? This is like your opportunity to commemorate the moment.
You gonna say anything?
I'll go last.
I'll go second to last.
Well then.
All right, now you're up.
Okay.
I'm the one in the big chair.
Okay.
Yeah, but Nelly's the one that did everything for the marathon.
All right, well, then you just do it, Rob. Penrod second, then I'll go third.
Well, the ending of this one is feeling a little bit more somber than last year's because, you know, this is my senior year. I'm not coming back, at least not as a student.
Right.
Might come back, do a little, you know, I guess I could do a couple interviews like Max and Ryan did earlier tomorrow.
Call in every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like earlier yesterday.
Well, this is my first and so far only year of being here at WBDG, and it's been fun. Doing this senior year, it's like, I guess, trying to shove both years into one. It's like trying to take two books, put it into one movie. And
yeah.
It's been pretty fun. I've enjoyed pretty much every single bit of it, being able to do the radio station, like doing my own show and having two episodes of a podcast that me and Nelly haven't yet got a third episode to.
It's the long-awaited third episode. Kind of like the episodes of Game that we're waiting.
I know, right? I'm still waiting for someone to dethrone me.
I'm being hard on Rob. I love Rob to death. He's a great kid. What?
We should get him. I really do.
He's a wonderful
mug.
Kid, and I'm just being hard on him because this is what I do. I'm just messing with him.
Although I do need to get those done.
Yeah, I need to get...
You know I'm messing with you, right, Rob? Okay.
I need to get me a mug that just says Game Champion. It's got the Game logo on it. You should get some like merch stuff. And,
I can't afford that every semester. I can't afford that.
I'll make me... I'll get one for myself probably, but it's been a really fun year. Just all in all, it's been great being here, and this being the first marathon, it was really fun the time that I got to be here.
Yeah.
All right, Nelly, your words.
All right. Wow, where do I start here? Where do I begin?
From the beginning.
I'm trying.
In the beginning?
Mr. Penrod.
The earth cooled. And then the dinosaurs came.
It'd be a great social media post if we were able to get you a mug that said Game Champion.
Yeah.
wow. Maybe we could take
the Ryan Smith approach to that.
My time here at WBDG has been absolutely fantastic. I'm grateful, thankful for all the memories that I've made. This is my final marathon as a student, and I'm grateful for Mr. Easter and everything he's taught me and all the advice, and he's been so supportive of me and my entire career here at WBDG and my entire high school career, and it's been a ride. It's, you know, junior year came in, it was ups and downs. I went to New York, I didn't win any awards. I was kind of happy to be there. And, you know, I came into the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters, and we played Max, Ryan, Pyramid, and Jessica Rash, and Mary Jane. We placed third for best sporting event and radio drama. Man, junior was definitely a rough one. You go to senior year, and, you know, you're just, this is it, and this is it. Flew by really fast, and all the memories that I made going to New York for the ISB Awards, winning two national awards for best sports talk program and best radio drama was once in a lifetime opportunity. Being the producer of School Talk with Emerson, everyone I've met here, it's been absolutely special. Jeremiah Penrod, Big Rob, Garrett, Elijah, Brody. Lorelai, Jason, Miles, Maggie, Kieran, it really has been an impairment, of course. And it's just been a ride. I'm grateful for everything. And today was definitely a day of emotions. My final performance, a part of the Decatur Central Golden Airs, like as a choir together. And I'm, you know, with the underclassmen. That's it. That's my final performance, and I, you know, come back to finish up this marathon. This is it. It's my final marathon as a student, and it's just, I mean, all the advice from Max, Ryan, all the upperclassmen that have taught me the ways. Shout out to Maxwell Gilley for just helping me out, give me the drive, the, you know, the want, the desire to get better, and just teaching me. I always had it, and I just needed help and teachings and advice. Mr. Easter gave it all the way, and I wouldn't be here without Mr. Easter. I'm so grateful for everything he's taught me and all these opportunities, and it's just sad because this is it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for everything. I'm grateful, and love you guys, and this, I can't wait to come back on the next marathon and, you know, as a college student, and, you know, be maybe a special guest or do something. This event is so special. It truly is. And now this is final marathon. I'm walking out the door here at WBG, and I'm going to be graduating in a few weeks. It's truly unbelievable, and it's just been a ride. It really has. Ups and downs. Junior year, senior year, I just kept going. You know, I quit football my senior year, which a lot of people looked at me like I was crazy. But Mr. Easter, he fully supported me on it, and he, you know, gave me the opportunity
either way
to continue to play football or, you know, work on my broadcasting career. And what a ride it really, really was. I mean, the next day I was broadcasting the best game in the state, the third best game in the nation, with IMG came to Ben Davis, and, you know, a lot of people looked at me. I was insane. You quit football your senior year. What are you doing? And, you know, they made it to state, and then Ben Davis made it to state, and it was just what a year. And then to be, you know, at Lucas Oil Stadium broadcasting a game where Marvin Harrison, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne, all the greats have played. I mean, there's plenty of other NFL Hall of Famers have played. I walk onto the field, hold the state championship trophy, and just be a part of something greater than myself was truly unbelievable, and it's an experience and a memory that I will remember for the rest of my lifetime. It's like one of my top 10 memories of all time. It's just that day, and that would have been possible without Mr. Easter and just giving me the opportunity. And it's just, wow, it has been a year, and I'm grateful for all the time I've had here at WBDG, and I'm going to miss all you guys, and wow. So good luck to the future students here at WBDG. Take it easy on Mr. Easter for me. But
thank you.
That's all I have to say. And I love being here. I love my time here. And I'm grateful for all the memories and people I've met, good or bad. We just kept going and kept pushing. And, you know, I was able to be creative and, you know, take my creative ideas and, you know, with, you know, imaging and making promos and throw it all together. I mean, we made a song called We Didn't Start the Station. And Jeremiah wrote that. It's just making lyrics, just making something incredible. So it's just been a ride. I'm grateful for everything.
Rob?
I don't know. There's nothing really I can add to what I said earlier, or to what Landon said, or to what Jeremiah said. We all had pretty separate experiences here. Yeah. All of them ending pretty well, in my opinion. I will say this, though. If I could go back to my first time sitting in here alone with somebody else who's never been on air and just talking about games like Defender, Pong, Galaga, Centipede, games like that.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do whatever I could to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, every one of these is different. Every one of these marathons that we've ever done is different. And I always get emotional at the end of them because I hear what you guys talk about and the experiences that you've had here. And it's very emotional for me because this program meant everything to me when I was in high school, you know. When I was a student, if I hadn't had WBDG, I wouldn't be where I am today. I know that much. So, you know, for me as a teacher, to see you guys grow and to see the first time you were in here, Rob, and to where you've gotten now, it's like, it's light years different.
Yeah.
And, you know, to see Isaac come in here and just see him light up and, you know, kill it on the board. I mean, you know, and Jeremiah, you're here and you're doing great things. And everybody that was here, Lorelai, who, man, if we didn't have Lorelai, we wouldn't have any of the prizes.
Oh, no, no.
You know, Rob, you're just like the utility guy. Anything we need you to do, you do it. It's like, hey, Rob, go answer the phone. Rob answers the phone. Hey, Rob, we need you to take this trash out. Go, Rob takes the trash out. Hey, Rob, can you clean this table? Rob takes it, you know, cleans up the table. And you don't appreciate things like that until you get to the end and you start thinking about everything that went into this. And Landon, I tell you what, man, you absolutely killed this marathon. You know, so much of that total, whatever it ends up being, we'll know in a couple days. So much of that total that you or your family or, you know, you got that. So you killed this marathon, man. You really did.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that's what you do, everything you do. You put your full heart into it. And I appreciate that about you, and I admire that. And I say it all the time. I love you guys to death. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you guys. Well, probably there's a few things I wouldn't do. But, you know, I hope that when you go from here, you know that if you ever need anything or you need a reference or you need to talk or you need to text somebody or, you know, 20 years from, I still have people that I had 20 years ago that text me. And they're asking me advice about their kids. It's like, dude, you realize I don't have any children, right? It's like, why are you asking me fatherhood advice? So you guys have me for life, however long I live. I'm with you guys. My door is always open. And for me, you know, we had so many alumni back, even alumni who predated me, like Crystal McKenzie came in. And your
Rick Evans,
your cousin, came in. You know, Kevin Calabro spent all that time with us. But then it's really rewarding to me to get texts and phone calls and emails and, you know, have like Trayon McClendon stop by today. I mean, Trayon and I, we had a really interesting relationship. And I think he would say that, too. We had a really interesting relationship. It was a very honest student-teacher relationship where if I, you know, did something that Trayon felt like I wasn't doing the right thing, Trayon would tell me. I mean, to have a student feel that comfortable with you that they can say, and it wouldn't be disrespectful. I mean, that's not what I mean. You know, you can have, sometimes your teacher does something, you're disrespectful to him. And Trayon was never disrespectful. But to have that kind of relationship with a student, those are the things that I value about this program that both Mr. Goins and I talk about all the time, is that this is different, that we have a different way to reach you guys. And I would say my relationship is different with every person on this radio staff. But we all come together, and even the people that aren't here, they help too in all different sorts of ways. We're not answering the phone right now. Phone's ringing. So that's I think the coolest thing for me is that we get to see you guys grow and you know, I get to see where you go from here, because you guys are all seniors. So here in a couple weeks or a few days for some of you, you're going to be graduating and walking across, and you're going to have this as part of your life, you know, that you did one or two marathons and that you contributed in some way to this effort. And so thank you to everybody who gave us money, who gave us any kind of prizes, who called us, who called in for prizes, who called in requests, who you know, did anything. All the families, my gosh, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the families who provided food and 2 liters and, I mean, gosh, we had 3 full tables of food. I mean, 3 full tables. And that's fantastic and phenomenal. So I could go on all night, but it's already, what, 12:25 or something? So I think we're...
Just 12:20.
12:20. I was close. I just would like to thank you guys very much. And you know, Rob, I'm so proud of you. I really am. I know, like I said, Rob and I were kind of like we have a good relationship. And when I say things to him, it might sound bad to other people, but I respect the heck out of Rob and everything that he's done as a student to get where he is today. I know how hard you've worked. I know. And I know how hard your family has pushed you. And I know that where you are today is because you've gotten there. So I admire that very much. And Nelly, you know, I admire you and I appreciate you and everything that you've done for me as a teacher. Appreciate you. And Jeremiah, you've been a great addition to the staff this year, with kind of a different perspective, with the country perspective and things, bringing that stuff in. You're very funny and you always keep us laughing, and we really appreciate that because, you know, this is just, this is what I get to do. So I get to do this. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Easter. I'm done.
I could talk all night. I'll probably go on forever.
You want to know something real quick?
Sure.
You just made my fortune come true.
Oh, yeah?
That we got.
Yeah, mine too, actually.
What was it?
You will get the recognition you deserve soon.
Yeah.
Mine was, your humor makes everyone laugh.
It was.
It was.
I can't even remember what mine was.
You will recognize other people's talents.
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, we had some Panda Express earlier, and we all had
fortunes. It was 2 days ago, yeah. Friday morning, it was. And, yeah, we got, me and Rob decided to open them up, and it was actually the ones that we got. That was funny.
That's cool.
No, well, that was just yesterday.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Oh, but you may have Saturday. Panda Friday.
Yeah, Friday. That was Friday.
I didn't have Panda Friday.
I could have sworn you did.
No, I went to the Subway.
No, because they brought in Panda and they said, hey, do you want the fortune cookies?
Welcome back to Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't take any of the fortune cookies.
Anyways, I know that was my fortune cookie from Friday.
That's cool. Welcome back to Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
We just
completed our radio goodbyes from the marathon. And we're arguing about fortune cookies. This is my job. I love this
job. We're arguing about what we had for lunch on Friday.
I do. I love this job. So thank you.
Well, thank you for teaching us.
Thank you.
What?
It's time to
get back to your music, Knucklehead. I gotta hit that button. Right.
Hit that button.
Oh, wait. There we go.
All right, we have to hit that button first, though.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Signing off.
Come to bed now.